Hunger here in the richest nation in the world? Impossible, one might think. But the United States Conference of Mayors annual Hunger and Homelessness Survey makes it clear that hunger and food insecurity not only exist, but are on the rise. According to the United States Census Bureau, an estimated 38 million people live in homes marked by food insecurity. And yet many of those living in food insecure households are employed. Phoenix, Arizona, for example, reported that 38% of recipient households had at least one adult person working and nonetheless experienced hunger and food insecurity. Despite the nutritional benefits to low-income people who use the various federal programs, the president's fiscal year 2007 budget is proposing cuts that would weaken these benefits. Another negative change would entirely eliminate funding for the Commodity Supplemental Food Program. Currently, this program assists almost 500,000 seniors with monthly food packages containing nutrient-rich food supplements. Low-income seniors are already at risk of food insecurity because of rising medical costs that can reduce the amount of money available for food. Congress should firmly resist cutting back on federal nutrition programs and focus instead on strengthening them in such a way as to eliminate hunger and guaranteed food security in the United States. This is Father Joseph O'Hare of America Magazine.